showed up and I said, you got to get on the list. He's going to be co-featuring with Owen Kennedy in June at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic. And I have always felt that he's really one of the finest writers in the area. Please welcome Rob Siegel.
It's ironic that I'm the one to close this. I, who went to high school here in Lexington and never have come to Nourish. I'm so sorry for that. Clearly, I have missed so much. This open mic thing that we do is so crucially important and functions on so many levels. It functions on the level of community, and for those of us who come to play, it's nothing less than the crucible in which songwriters learn their craft and practice their craft. I strode into the open mic at Passim 20 years ago and have been doing it very consistently ever since. These things rise and fall on the basis of the host. James O'Brien was a wonderful host at Passim. Owen Kennedy was a fabulous host at the Center for Arts in Natick. Now I'm going to start to get verklempt, but the constant through all of this has been Ellen Schmidt. And so, and so we owe you more than you possibly know, Ellen. This is a song by a guy named Norman Schell, who had a band called Clean Living in the Pioneer Valley. And it's a song about this. It's a song that I have played ever since I first heard Clean Living when I went to junior high school in Amherst. I think it's a song I still play. I think Walter Crockett also likes to play this song, but it's called Charles Street in the Morning. One time while touring Boston town, out to find a job, the Esplanade, Back Bay and Beacon, down to old Charles Street. And walking down the streets I knew with my guitar and song, where some have gone, their songs and their faces etched on every wall. Each voice like fire on Charles Street in the morning. Music was the only language most of us could hear. But with our songs, we were never quite alone, though we were in a crowd. There were times for one thin dime you could step inside the riverside and share a cup of coffee with some friend you knew and share a dream on Charles Street in the morning. Were hung and everyone was in tatters or too thin, but sharing songs was warmer than to us than any coat could be, and And every one of us somehow we'd slept beside the stream. And when we woke, the river that we saw had surged too deep to cross. And the only bridge was Charles Street in the morning. The only bridge was Charles Street in the morning.
Thanks.
That was just gorgeous. One more hand for Rob. It's been-